Hello and welcome, Abbott Lundberg. We just heard an introduction that you haven't sat idle since your last band, The Soundtrack of Our Lives, broke up.
Yeah.
Among other things, you were part of a TV show and a drama series. So please tell me, what did you do in the TV show? What was your part? And what kind of TV show was it?
Well, it was like you play other artists' songs. But the reason I was there was because of we had this... Well, she's 75 years old now, but I've been in love with her for all my life. And she's like, I don't know, Marlene Dietrich in Germany or whatever, you know. And but her name is Lilin Forsch, and she was a star in Germany as well. And they made a program with the Bee Gees in the 60s, I remember. So that is on the YouTube. She's very beautiful. But she's still beautiful, so that's why I did the show, actually. but I had a lot of fun, and I brought a lot of musicians to it. So I had some kind of power to make the program. So it was fun. It was just 10 days, but it made me really, really famous in Sweden.
Also Abbott Lundberg sagt, er hat deshalb an einer TV-Show mitgewirkt, weil er von einer Frau angesprochen wurde, die ihn darum gebeten hat, eine 75-jährige Frau, aber die er schon sein Leben lang liebt,
yeah.
Und hat ihr zuliebe dann da teilgenommen. But what kind of TV show was it? You said...
Well, it's like you have 7 artists and
they change the songs.
Yeah, you pick one of your favorite, of that specific artist of 7. You do like 7 songs by every artist. Do your own version of it.
Did you
in front of
which song did you play?
Well, I play like 7 different songs, and by Lilin Forsch was Free Like the Wind, but it's like it's in Swedish, so I had to do some things in Swedish and some. I don't know if the other artists are famous in Germany.
Also Abbott Lundberg sagt, er hat 7 verschiedene Songs dabei gespielt. Eine war Free Like the Wind, aber das ist wahrscheinlich in Deutschland hier nicht so bekannt, weil das waren alles schwedische Songs. You also played in a drama series.
Well, I was just I had some roles. I'm still doing like movie scenes. But that was just a small part.
What kind of series was it?
That was like about a band, you know, growing up, and I was a journalist. Well, I was a journalist and I was an alcoholic in another another show or another movie.
Don't mix it up.
Well, I don't know. Isn't that the same thing? No, sorry.
Well, let me put my glass whiskey aside. Nein, Journalist sein und Trinker, das ist nicht unbedingt das Gleiche. Es ging um eine Band, die erwachsen wird, und er selbst war ein Journalist. Your new band is called The Indigo Children.
Yeah.
And they really seem to be quite young. Are they your own kids?
No, but it could be. Well, mentally maybe, because they grew up with my 2 bands, my 2 previous bands, and I know in every song. And it's like they were brought up with my music, so in a way I didn't have to do the sexual thing. It just happened and they came to me. So yeah.
Also Abbott Lundberg sagt, es sind nicht seine eigenen Kinder, aber mental könnten sie es schon sein, denn sie sind mit seiner Musik aufgewachsen. Also irgendwie sind es schon seine Kinder, nur Sex war halt nicht nötig. How did you get together?
Well, they were supporting Soundtrack of Our Lives a couple of years ago when they were 16, and we were all blown away. And then I asked them to join at this skateboard festival we had in Sweden. So we did like Black Flag and old Union Carbide and Soundtrack, my own band's songs, and they could play it better than anyone else I heard. So I was just totally blown away. And so when I went solo, I just asked them, do you want to play with me? And they said yes. So now they're here. And I'm actually here to just show them to the world, you know. So.
Ja, die Jungs waren mal Support bei einem seiner Konzerte und haben ihn total umgehauen, sodass, als er jetzt solo angefangen hat, sie einfach angesprochen, gefragt hat und sie meinten, ja, wir sind dabei. Und jetzt ist er eigentlich auch heute Abend nur hier, um diese Jungs der Welt zu zeigen. For the Ages to Come is the name of your latest album.
Yeah.
Is it a solo effort or did you write the songs together with your new band?
No, it's a solo effort. So it went really, really fast. So they're really fast in the studio and I don't have to explain to them what to do. They know what to do already.
Also geschrieben hat er allein, aber die Jungs wussten ziemlich schnell, was sie da zu tun hatten und haben das total schnell umgesetzt, wie er sich das vorgestellt hat. There are a few loud guitars and the songs are quite folky and laid back. Did you calm down lately?
No, I just wanted to do this. It's kind of a personal start, you know, going solo, and it was just like I wanted to do a 10-song album with no fillers and just sort of laid back in a way, you know, but it's just pop songs, good pop songs. But it's kind of more energetic when we play live, I think. But I like albums to be more, you know, albums to be different than the live version, you know, so.
Er ist nicht ruhiger geworden. Das liegt wahrscheinlich einfach nur daran, dass es eben das Album ist, was wir gehört haben. Und live, da ist das Ganze nochmal viel energetisierender und wahrscheinlich nicht ganz so laid back. Aber so soll es auch sein. Live soll einfach nochmal was anderes sein als die CD. In the lyrics of the title song, you say, save another job, save another tree for the ages to come. Are you worried about the future?
Well, who isn't? So I think we all should be worried about the future, and because I think it's a challenge, and it's about a challenge to either go down with all the negative energy or overcome it. So it's about rising above and overcome all the obstacles that we are faced with in this era in the history. So I think it's higher than any, well, it's always a line called I get an enemy gaining control higher than anything that has went down before. So it's like it's happening again, and it has happened in the past. So, well, I think we all should be really concerned about the future.
Machen wir uns nicht alle Sorgen um die Zukunft? Sollten wir auf jeden Fall. Also wenn man sieht, dass sich die Geschichte hier wiederholt, kann man sich ja nur Sorgen machen. You're going to play a handful of shows with your old band Union Carbide Productions, and all albums were re-released recently. Are there any plans for a reunion?
Well, we're going to have one reunion, but that's in Spain, and we're going to do it like in Midsummer's Eve. But I'm not, you know, I think we're too, I don't know, I wouldn't say old, but I'm not interested in doing reunions when I have a band that sounds much better. So, no, but it's just for fun, I think. We haven't seen each other for a while. But it's always special to have the first band because those are my friends, you know. But I don't believe in a reunion. It's just gonna, we're just gonna fuck up like we always did. So,
okay. Yeah. Also Interesse an einer Reunion hat er überhaupt nicht, denn er hat ja jetzt eine Band, die viel, viel besser klingt. Und das Zusammentreffen, das war einfach wirklich nur zum Spaß. Und ja, alles andere, das würde total in die Hose gehen. The last song on the new album is called To Be Continued. Is it just a song title or also a cliffhanger pointing to what's coming next?
Well, both, because I couldn't, like a never-ending story, it was a continuum to it. So I couldn't call it never-ending story because that's a Limahl song, you know, from the 80s. So, yeah, it's both, you know. And I don't know any song that's been called To Be Continued. I just thought it could be a good song title to that song because that's what it's all about. It's going to go on forever, probably.
Es ist beides. Der Titel Never Ending Story war halt irgendwie schon vergeben. To Be Continued gab's noch nicht, deshalb heißt er jetzt so. Heute Abend spielen Abbott and the Indigo Children in der Moritzbastei in Leipzig, danach noch in Bielefeld und in Hamburg. Ich sage danke fürs Kommen. Thank you very much for coming.